This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to have a little fun. Mike Tomlin, tell me about the opposition, though.
We're back in the kitchen, man. It's AFC North ball. You know we like that. We respect it. It's cool to be in what we believe is the game of the week for the third week in a row.
AFC North ball. That got me thinking.
Back in
AFC,
the kitchen.
Yeah, hot, it's hot in the kitchen. Like Joe Mullen, he's from Hell's Kitchen. He knows when it's hot. Okay, AFC, I don't know why I thought of that. AFC North ball, right? AFC North ball. What does AFC North ball mean to you? It means the Ravens. It means the Browns. It means the Bengals. It means this time of year getting cold and running the football. It means Heinz Field turning into a mud pit. It means dirty, nasty, dank days like this. What if you could reconstruct the divisions and someone said to you, let's reconstruct it all. But who cares about the East and the South and get rid of the conferences. Start with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Start with them and put three teams. We'll go from there later. We'll worry about the other parts later.
Right.
What three teams would you want in their division? What three teams would you want them to play two times a year?
If we're setting the Steelers in the middle of this universe and building out from there.
We are.
I have to have the Ravens, okay? Because we got to play the Ravens twice a year. And because that's how you judge whether your team's actually good or not, the games against the Ravens. I got to have the Browns because there's an opportunity when they stink, which is most years, you got two wins on the schedule. There's also an opportunity that if they could actually get consistently good again, there may actually be a rebirth of the rivalry. From there, the third team I would add to the division, it would not be the Bengals. I would add the Bills because I think there's a possibility for a good geographic rivalry there. It's a driving distance game. Not that Cincinnati isn't, but I think there's more in line with the cities between Buffalo and Pittsburgh than with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati necessarily in our love of football. So I'd add Buffalo.
You make a lot of sense because going, not building out from the Steelers, but playing it a little bit reverse, Miami and Jacksonville should be in the same division. You know, like there's no reason they're not. So those two teams should be in the same division. That should work. I am with you on Buffalo. If you got rid of the conferences, even geographically, like Philadelphia might have more. I mean, why does Philadelphia play Dallas, you know? But I am with you on that with Buffalo. Although, I did like it from a Yinzer vacation standpoint. Back when Jacksonville was in with the Steelers, you had that circle date every November 18th or October 21st where you knew it was cold in Pittsburgh and those flights heated up and the world was open before there was a pandemic and you could get down and you knew you were going to Jacksonville. Now, it might only be 50 degrees in Jacksonville. Sometimes it'd be 80. Who knows? But you knew there was that one trip. That served as a glaring disadvantage for Jacksonville, though, because every away game they'd have to come to the north and it'd be cold. But I'm with you on the first two. And I guess this is an exercise more so in saying, I'm tired of the Bengals. I like, you know, they were good for a small span. I don't see them getting, Joe Burrow's very good, but I'm kind of tired of that game. The Browns, yes for me. It's too close. It's built on geographics. It's built on, as much as I can't stand Cleveland or anything, they're a very similar city. So that works.
Yes.
The Ravens, same way. Because of what it is, because they are the Browns, used to be the Browns. That's it. That fourth team, though, I guess I'm married to geographics. In Buffalo, kind of it being a Rust Belt thing, either Buffalo or, dare I say, Detroit would work.
Detroit, yeah, doesn't have the same sizzle, though.
Right.
I could get on board with Philly being the other team. And that's good geographics for everyone involved. Baltimore, Philly, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
What about Washington?
I don't know. The last time them playing the Steelers meant anything, it feels like Joe Gibbs was the head coach and they were the inner squatting in Carlisle, right? There's nothing there for Washington.
Yeah, although it would bring into focus the Baltimore-Washington rivalry, which would be bonkers. You know, if Washington
maybe they just need bigger divisions in the NFL. So you could get more of those geographic rivalries, right? I don't know how you do that.
I like where you're going with that. I do think that they're married to conference a bit much, you know?
Yeah. Geography would be more fun. For the Steelers to play the Eagles every year, that would be fun because that's just a natural – there's a natural hatred there between us and Philly.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it the other way too, for the Steelers to be able to get in a car and go to, I mean, even Chicago every year, or Detroit every year, or you know, it's a bit of a haul to drive to Green Bay, but yeah, I don't know. I think about silly stuff, and I'm just tired of playing the Bengals. And if I could construct the division again, it would either be Jacksonville, so you could get a trip. Or Buffalo makes the most sense. It makes a lot more sense to have Buffalo in the AFC North than Cincinnati, to me.
Yes.
At this point. Now, when Vontaze Burfict was knocking people's heads off, and whenever, you know, chemo was going through all that stuff, like, you loved that division, and you were okay with the Bengals being in it. But now, not so much. Who knows? Here's a daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Aside from the Ravens, which team remaining on the Steelers' schedule has the best chance to beat them? Bills, Colts, Browns, or other? Bills, runaway favorite. 68.7% is what the respondents say, the Bills. 11.8 say other. 11.1 say the Browns. And 8.4 say the Colts. Daily Twitter poll for today. At Van Morning Show every day. Please vote when you get an opportunity. Love that you have an opportunity to give us your feedback. If you were Trevor Lawrence, who got drafted by the Jets, would you sign and play with them or demand to play for another team? 66.3% of you, so two-thirds of you, say go somewhere else, and 33.7% of you say play for the Jets. Also some write-ins for go back to college. Never would I do that. We'll talk about this in a minute. But, you know, there's a clip that we keep playing, okay? That the clip is the clip and the obvious, the comedy is in the obvious, right? But I think there's a side story happening with a clip that keeps playing on our air. You know this whole Joe Starkey spider thing, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I hear it a lot. And it's funny. It really is. It's funny. And I'm glad that Joe is back and he's healthy and all that stuff. And we talked about that the other day before I had a vacation day yesterday that, you know, I'm really happy. Joe is somebody that's important to us. Now, there's this clip that's a promo for their show where Joe sees a spider. They're obviously both working from home, those two guys. And he has to hurriedly get off the air and go to commercial so he can have the spider meet its demise right there on Joe's living room floor. In the clip, the comedy is Joe seeing the spider and hurriedly having to get off the air. In the background, though, tell me if you hear
Ron. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Does Ron do the whole... the noise that Ron makes. Play the clip, Producer Matt.
I'm telling you, this thing is the size of a hockey puck. Yeah, I gotta go.
Right there. Freeze. What is that? Now, whenever you hear this now, you're never going to hear Joe again. Everybody who hears that is going to be listening for Ron. One more time. Listen for Ron. What is this noise that Cook is making?
Yeah, I got to go.
The floor is yours. Yeah.
I got nothing for you, man. I got nothing for you. This is the second time we've heard a noise like this from Ron. What was the other instance? A couple months ago,
producer Matt.
That caused him to make this kind of noise. What is this?
Fan weather, mostly cloudy, high today at 54. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high of 56. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Join Sun for the American Red Cross blood drive.
That's what it was. Yes.
Let the words be yours. I'm done with mine. I've nothing to add.
What is this? Is that Ron's sort of, like, I'm leaning back in the office chair right now, like, is that his exhale of, oh, I can't deal with Starkey anymore? Is that his exhale of, oh, I'm relaxing? Is that his, I don't know. I don't know what noise that is.
I don't want the boss to yell at us, but is Ron gone poop?
Join Sun for the American Red Cross blood drive.
The last noise.
Now play the other one with the spider.
Yeah, I gotta go.
This is all I hear now when I hear Ron talk. All I do is listen for.
What is? Because I never heard it when they were working in studio. Not one time did I hear that noise. That is a noise that would go over the air that I would immediately pick up on and go, I'm talking about that tomorrow morning.
Here's a very practical impact of working from home for us. And people. I don't know how much people care, so I'll be brief. But, like, when we're in the studio, right, and Ron is real big on this, he'll literally, like, pace back and forth. We joke about how he paces around the building while he's writing his columns. But he'll pace back and forth in that little area by the windows where and the microphone stays still. So maybe he's been making this noise all along, but he's been away from the microphone when he was making it. Well, now he's working at home, and we have these headset microphones that we use. And so if maybe he just doesn't even think about the fact that he's making the noise, and then it's just happens, and he happens to be – the mic's right in front of his mouth.
I haven't a clue.
I don't know either. I'm and trying to rationalize why we're hearing these noises.
I don't think he'd be real warm or receptive to me asking. So there's that. Just one more time, the spider one, then we've got to read the weather. I just got to hear it.
Yeah, I gotta go.
It's all anybody's gonna hear now. You're welcome. So when that plays today 17 times and you hear it at 2:17 this morning or this afternoon, that you're not gonna hear Joe with the spider anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.